Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 35 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm just fine because we have a really nice topic today.
We do.
Yes, because we've been visiting this beautiful, magnificent island of Majorca several times, and we have some great travel tips for you, what you should go and see if you choose to come in advance of the event or if you want to stay.
Exactly. We have the absolute hottest and brightest tips for Majorca that you will ever hear anywhere.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
No, totally.
You can start with your.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I am going to talk about something that I guess you have to be a little bit of a local to know, but I actually am going to start off with visiting a market, one of the many, many farmers markets and other weird and wonderful things that you can find at these markets that you can find all through the island. Every single little city has them at some point in the week, and you can Google when the closest one is to you. But I have two favorite ones that I really have enjoyed visiting.
Okay.
And that is the one in Inca, which is actually in the middle of the island almost. They have a really, really good farmer's market and all the other weird and wonderful things. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but the atmosphere is really, really good. You can get almost anything that you wish. And that is on Thursdays in Inca. So that is my one hot tip. And number B to this is actually the one in Alcudia.
Okay. Never been to that one.
North. Okay. Of the And Alcudia, otherwise, like, it's a really, really cute city. It's a beautiful medieval city. But Alcudia, otherwise, for me, is a little meh. But they have a really, really good market on Tuesdays and Sundays.
Okay.
So that is my number one tip, or the first of many tips today, is to visit one of these locally run markets. Practice your Spanish, get some really awesome stuff, and it's almost all organic and
yes, it is. Stuff.
So yeah. It's a really cool idea.
That was great, Hannah, because I'm all into food. I love lamb. And, you know, Majorca is the epicenter of good, tasty lamb. And I have two restaurants in a little village called Orient. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stay now on the west side of the island.
Yeah.
And this first one is Orient. It's like you go there and you pass it in less than like 15 seconds, this little village.
You can hold your breath throughout it if you drive.
But you have two excellent lamb restaurants, and you can either, if you come downwards from the south, you will have one on the left, and then like 20 meters further, you will have the other one. And the lamb here is like, it's to die for. We never miss an occasion to visit. And this summer, when we were staying in Majorca, we went one day. Unfortunately, we came the last day they were open before closing for vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we couldn't have. I love lamb leg and lamb shoulder, paletilla. It's awesome, but they didn't have anything except for fritto mallorquin,
which is
yesterday's news. You know, we in Sweden we have something we called called pitipanna, and that is you mix like vegetables and potatoes and sausages.
All the leftovers you have.
Yeah, leftovers. And you cut them in small square pieces, and you eat them with the beetroots and a fried egg. But this is the Majorcan version, and it's made with lamb liver. And let me tell you, if you don't eat liver otherwise, you will love this one because it's so mild and it's so tender. So that's my first lamb restaurant tip.
Awesome. I can't I need to go try that.
Yes, you have to. Of course, we have to go there in now in November.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
And the other lamb restaurant, this is the most strange restaurant experience I've ever had. Because when we were living in Palma, we made friends with another Swedish couple staying there for a year, and they had heard about this, and they said, "Yeah, oh, it's so very popular. You have to book a table in advance." So I actually called them and booked in Spanish. Ta-da! And they came and fetched us with the car, and the road to get there. If I had known, I would never, ever have gone there because it was so narrow and a lot of people were hiking. It's a very popular place to go because it's on a small mountain. And there were tourist buses and there was only space enough for one car on that road. So my friend that was driving, she had to memorize spaces that were like cut out of the mountainside where she could reverse if we met someone else. And you know, slippery stone, it was not like a proper road. It was like a cow path or something. But finally we got there and we got up and it was so much people. But I said, okay, I booked a table, you know, no problem. So I went in there, okay, my name is Bitte. I called you and booked a table. It was like, do you think I care?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much so. And so we had to wait for like 40 minutes before we could get a place to be seated. And we went up one floor. And so this is like the house is like an old barn or something.
Okay.
Because
is this also in Orient or is this?
No. I was going to come to that, but it's in Alaró.
Okay.
But it's and Castel d'Alaró, it's the name. And when we got up there, it was like going into a place that hasn't seen an interior decorator on a postcard even for the last 100 years. It was a mishmash of different chairs and tables, but okay, never mind. It was sort of the concept, you know.
Yeah.
So we sat down. And we got the menu and it said, we only take cash. Sorry, we do not take credit cards.
Don't take credit cards. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, how much cash are you walking around with nowadays? So the four of us, we emptied our pockets and our bags and we managed to get a sum. But since me and my husband, we had more cash, the other couple, they had cabbage soup and water.
Oh my God.
And I had,
so sad.
Yes, and I had something like a fritto majorkin, but a more rough version. But you know, it was so cool. It was an experience that I've never had it anywhere. And the food was delicious. And the staff was grumpy and, you know, like this.
Authentic Spanish.
Yes. And behind my chair where I was sitting, they had this bin where they emptied the plates from the other guests.
My God.
But it was like so charming. Plan the whole day because you don't know where you can be seated. Have some boiled eggs in your pocket or something if you get hungry while waiting. And bring cash.
Clearly.
Yeah. So that was my two first.
Yep.
And what's next on your list?
Well, this has nothing to do with any of what you've just said, but my next one is, of course, the beaches in Mallorca, which is fantastic. And I have three suggestions for you. One, number one, which is the poshest thing I think I've ever done in my life, which was awesome. It is the beach club in Illetas.
Okay.
And the Puro Beach Club in Illetas, when you actually, because it's like in or underneath like a cliff. And there are, you know, sunbeds and the service is 5 stars, if not more. And the food is delicious. It does cost a fair bit to be there, but it is directly on the ocean. And it's one of these like turquoise waters.
Okay. I've never been there.
Beautiful. So yeah. Beautiful.
But you and your husband, you are so young and you love to go to places. We like sitting home, me and my husband.
That might be the difference, but
yeah,
it is. If you want to see something of Mallorca, it's not very authentically Mallorcan in the style of it, but it is authentically Mallorcan because of the nature.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. And coming with that is, of course, the beach of Estrenc.
Yes.
That is a classic, but it is, you know, this long, long sandy beach with amazing water. And that is also where they produce the natural salt, of course.
Yes.
Sea salt of Mallorca, or one of them, the most famous one.
The most famous, the most high quality, exclusive. Yeah.
And that is very, very cool. They have a little museum and a little shop if you want to visit on your way there. And this is also one of these like cow paths to get down to this beach that you can't really meet anyone on that. And when we went there last, it was, I think it was last November, actually. And, you know, I'm like, wow, how does this work when it's, you know, rush hour in the summer when it is very warm and there are 360,000 kitty families that are going there? I didn't quite see that, but okay, it's a very nice beach and you should go visit if you want to and if you have the chance. Number three in terms of beaches is on the other side of the island, actually, which is Cala Formentor, which is, it is beautiful. It is all natural and a very one of these like cove beaches kind of thing, and it's absolutely beautiful. So for anything else, go there for the nature experience. So yeah, none of the sort of classical Mallorcan beaches where you party too much and don't see the light of day, but more natural sort of beaches that are beautiful in so many ways. Oh, also, of course, the beaches in Andratx.
Okay.
That is beautiful as well.
So. You hear by the sound of my commenting?
I have no idea.
I'm not used going to the beach. I've been to Estrenc. That you have to.
That's a must see.
That's a must.
Yeah. So those are my top four beaches then in Mallorca.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome, Bitte.
I will continue with food.
I'm coming to the food part soon, don't worry.
Yeah. You mentioned Formentor.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have another Formentor. It's the most north part of Mallorca, and it's like the same sort of road, like the Alaró restaurant Es Verdeguera, as I was telling you about. It's like a more high quality road, but it's still narrow, and you are scared to death, you say, when you go there, if you're like me.
But the lighthouse is beautiful.
The lighthouse is, and you know, when I went there, it was quite a few years ago, but the restaurant they had, if you ordered a hamburger, they put it in the micro.
Ew.
Don't go there to eat or check up if something has happened.
Yeah. And report back, people. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Now we are talking about fish and seafood.
Interesting.
Yeah. Up until just a few years ago, I had never eaten tuna in Mallorca.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a meat lover, you know, I'm a meat girl.
I know.
But a friend persuaded me, and I had this tuna at Hotel Portichol. And Portichol is the sister hotel of Hotel Esplendido.
It is.
So it's top notch when it comes to the kitchen and the food there as well. And this tuna is like, when you eat it, it's like you get tears in your eyes and you hear angels sing. And then you take a little bit too much of the wasabi mayonnaise and then you meet someone under instead. No, it's so delicious. You really have to do this. Portichol tuna with wasabi mayonnaise.
Yes, it is a delicious dish. Wow.
It is. It is truly one of the best I've ever eaten, compared with meat as well. Yeah. And then we have another restaurant that is called La Parada del Mar, and Portichol is in Palma. And this is on the outskirts of, it's in Palma, you can say, Cala Mayor, Marivent.
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is like it's like very, it's not a cozy restaurant because it's very like it's not comfy and cozy, but it doesn't matter because we're there to eat fish, to eat fresh fish. And when you come in and open the door, you go up to the staff, and they say, you choose what you want, and you point at the fish or the lobster or whatever, and they weigh it and they take it away into the kitchen to the chef, and he makes a great dish out of it.
That's awesome.
Yes, this is, have you I been there, Hanna?
No, not that particular one, but I love places like that where you can, it's so fresh that you can sort of taste the sea still. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So this is a really, really good, and it's not that expensive either. So because they don't put any money in interior decorating, you know. So.
Either. I sense a theme here with your restaurants, Peter.
Yes, I think there's something, but Porticciolo is very posh. Okay.
That's
really a very posh hotel. So, yeah, no more food
from your side. But now I come in with my food ideas here. So we keep it up anyway. It's actually something that I discovered through friends of ours who have an apartment in Mallorca as well. And that is the Sea Club at Caprocat Hotel.
Okay.
That was one of those experiences in terms of food where you go like, and your knees go a little bit weak and you think you've drank too much, but then you realize you hadn't even started. And that's how good the food is. It's really amazing. And the views are breathtaking. It's on the other, like if you look at the map of Palma or of Mallorca, you see Palma, you see the airport, and then it is sort of to the right of the airport along the coast, and you really sit on top of a cliff. This restaurant is on top of a cliff, and it's all outdoors, so they're only open until the 31st of October, I think, this year I checked. But the food is amazing. I had a carpaccio of Majorcan red shrimp, and I thought I was going to die and fall off this cliff.
If I'm very quiet, it's because I got saliva falling out of my mouth.
Yeah, no, but that is a hot tip. It is a price here because it is a hotel restaurant, of course, and it is out in the boonies somewhere. But it is very, very worth it to go there. Maybe celebrate a special occasion or something.
Yeah.
But the food, as I said, was delicious. The nature is amazing. And the sunset from there is probably the most romantic thing you will ever see anywhere.
I'm hanging out too little with you in Mallorca here.
Clearly, hello.
And yes. But I want to mention one that I didn't have on my list, but it's very expensive, and but the food is it's good. It's Mar de Nudos.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
That's a very cool place because the building is right down from the cathedral in Palma. Yeah. And you sit by the harbor and you see all those yachts coming and people, and it's always a lot of people. What you call skaldjurs platå?
The seafood platter.
Yeah, the seafood platter. And my husband, we went there with two friends this summer, and the three of us, we took this platå, and my husband said, I want octopussy.
Yeah, wrong choice, Bitter's husband. Yes. Wrong choice.
Yes, yes. And he was so disappointed. But I said, oh, yeah, you can have a clam from me. No, but it's super expensive, actually.
Yeah, for being Mallorca, it is. Yes.
For being Mallorca, yes. No more food for me.
Yeah, now I'm done with the food as well.
Yeah, you go on.
Oh, it's my turn again. Great.
Yeah, I just have one thing left, so.
Oh, fantastic. I have two things left. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, take your two.
Actually, my tip number four is actually Palma itself. Palma as a city is a fantastic city. It has everything that you could ever want from a city. It has actually become one of my favorite cities in Europe. And I do travel, I want to say quite a lot, but I travel an awful lot. And it is still one of my favorite cities because it really has everything from, you know, hanging out with friends to going shopping to excellent restaurants to cool bars to cozy cafes to, you know, it has everything. It has culture. It has, you know, everything you need in a big city.
Yeah.
So Palma itself, if you haven't, if you've been to Mallorca and, you know, gone to one of these beach resorts, which is fine, you know, you had to do that at some point of your life. But I really suggest that you go back to Mallorca and you start discovering Palma as a city because it is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk and walk and walk. And did you have another one?
I do have another one, but that was in terms of Palma. I think it is worth an extra visit
as a
city trip rather than an island trip.
My last tip is actually going on a shopping in Palma.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, and I have a very special tradition. I've been going to Mallorca since 1999 every summer. And we all end up with a lot of friends and so on, all the husbands and the wives and sometimes even our kids and so. All the time since 15 years of sort of. But so we decided that the wives wanted a day off. So we took a day and we got some fancy clothing on and put some makeup on. And then someone had to take us down to Palma and let us off there. And then we went to the most, we went through the old town center and all the small shops and because you can find all the great lines, all the great brands, but also smaller things where you can't find things in another place than in Majorca, in Palma sort of. But we've been more and more like, I'm shopping, you know. But after a while, we always ended up at one of the cappuccino restaurants.
Yeah.
And this is in Born, Passei Born.
Yeah.
It must be. Yeah. And we ordered sangria. Because they have great sangria and their olives are like, I don't know where they buy them from, but they are so delicious. It could be the fact that you're sitting there with nice friends and you are going shopping. but this is, I never do sangria because it's very sugary.
It is.
But sugary. This is the one time a year and I have no health issues. So it doesn't. I get a bit dizzy, you know, from the sugar.
Yeah.
and then we go shopping and the shopping is less and less time. So we go to Zara across the road and have a look. And then we go up to Jaume Tres. It's the street where you have a more posh for handbags and shoes and you have El Corte Inglés. And when we get up there, we take a taxi and we go to Hotel Portugal.
And have the tuna.
But before that, we have a frozen strawberry daiquiri.
More sugar.
Yes. Yeah, but this
fantastic.
Is one.
I love it.
Yes. And then we have the tuna. And then we might have another frozen strawberry daiquiri afterwards. And then we go home again. And hopefully we have some some trophies with us in shopping bags. But that's not the most important thing. It's just, if we should take off all the sugar and drinks and everything, it is, as you said, Hannah, being in Palma, it's like you just sit there, you just feel the atmosphere, the ambience. It's a look at the people and you just feel so relaxed and happy.
Yeah. No, that's really true. And because there's so many different people in Palma, whether it is tourist season or not, it doesn't matter. There's still a huge variety of people to look at. You know, people watching is one of my favorite hobbies, I have to say. And it is so much fun to just see, you know, how they combine their clothing, how they act, you know, how they carry themselves. I'm like, wow, cool sunglasses. You know, all of these things.
Yeah.
That are just, I just really enjoy
all kinds of people. Yeah.
Enjoy that. I have one final point.
Yes.
Are you certain you can't figure this one out? This is, of course, there is a very mythical and amazing event that has popped up now for the third time in Mallorca. And this is in Puerto de Sóller, which is the cutest little old fisher village. At Hotel Esplendido, of course. And that is, of course, the Low Carb Universe. Have you ever heard of it?
Once or twice, maybe. Yeah, I heard it somewhere.
Anyway, apart from all these other things that we have mentioned in this pod episode about Mallorca and our hottest, brightest tips for Mallorca, it is, of course, also, there is a reason why we have chosen to have as many as our three first events in Mallorca, because it is such a perfect location for, it's relatively easy to reach from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And it's just the nature and the atmosphere and the groceries available, the food available, you know, the service, everything is just so fantastic. And this, of course, is no different at our events. So I think if you want to have a little introduction to both low carb and maybe Mallorca, I think you should really join us for one of our events there.
Of course, that's the number one tip today.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I love you. You had been thinking of that end of the podcast, haven't you?
I may.
That was super smart, Hannah.
I know. Thank you, though. Thank you so much for listening. I hope these tips are helpful for you on your next trip to Mallorca. And maybe that is even in November.
Who knows? Yeah, hopefully.
Amazing. I'll speak to you next week, Vitte.
Yeah, same. See you, hear you, talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.